This is a CGY News Update. Once again, downtown Nanaimo will be taken over by artists showcasing their talent and wares for purchase. Since 1998, the Nanaimo Art Walk has celebrated art and has given local artists the opportunity to showcase their artwork inside local businesses around the downtown area. This year's Art Walk will feature over 50 different artists at 17 different venues. The venues will vary from art galleries, skateboard shops, to gelato stores, all within the Commercial Street and Old Quarter area. The event will run this weekend on November 22nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and November 23rd from noon to 4 p.m. Michelle Kennedy has been participating in the Art Walk for over 5 years now. Kennedy is an abstract acrylic artist who started participating in the Art Walk after seeing how supportive the community is during it. Every year, Kennedy teams up with Cold Front Gelato on Commercial Street to use their space to showcase her work.
I text them or email them or call them or Instagram message them just as soon as possible in the beginning of the year to make sure that I can get in there because it is such a lovely space. And I get to sit around and smell them make waffle cones and smell gelato like for 2 days. This is not bad.
She says she loves the community aspect of the event. Meeting Art Walk regulars are those who have just happened to stumble by.
Just seeing everybody, because there's a few people throughout Nanaimo I see basically once a year, and I see them during Art Walk. And so it's that little art connection, that little cultural connection that we have that I look forward to every year. There's a lady that gave me her crab apples from her crab apple tree so I could make crab apple vodka. And so I told her to come on down, and she has come down every year too, and I still get crab apples from her for the crab apple vodka, so it's great.
Candy says the Art Walk is an important way to not just support the artists, but also local shops downtown. She says this year is especially important following the recent construction of Commercial Street, where for 11 months, local shops and businesses were affected by road closures.
The businesses there have always supported the artists and the small and shop local and that type of thing. And so this is one of the ways you can come down and not just support the artists that are down here, but also support all of the businesses that are down here that have had a tough time for the recent time with all of the construction going on.
Kennedy says the Art Walk gives her a chance to try out new things to put on display and see how people react to it. One thing Kennedy is trying out is her new Dirty Birds card series. We're following a very cold and boring January. Kennedy got the idea to take some of her paintings she have done on birds and create a series of greeting cards pairing the birds with some naughty language.
So I really think that was a spot where it was I could try something different. I could try something different down there and just sort of see if it floated out there and see if it was actually something that people would like. And so it has been. So that's been really nice.
Continuing this year is a free hop-on, hop-off shuttle that can take participants to different drop-off locations throughout the Art Walk route downtown. Event guides can be picked up ahead of the event at the Nanaimo Museum at 100 Museum Way, located off Commercial Street. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.